Hello.
Hello.
All right. It is the new Alt 105.3, the Bay Area's alternative. I'm Megan Holliday, and I'm here with Beck.
Hi.
Hi. We were just talking about Post Malone, and I went and saw him last night. And then on my drive home, I listened to your new album, Hyperspace, which was two totally different...
Different worlds.
Different worlds, different experiences. But I think what's so cool about you as an artist is that I never know what you're going to do next. Do you ever have any idea what you're going to do next?
I'm surprised too.
Right? Because, you know, it's like with Guero, which is one of my all-time favorites. It's like your love for LA, like your sampling stuff, kind of hip hop. And then Morning Phase can just, that album just gets me. And it's like more folky and like subdued. Mm-hmm. So with this album, it's very kind of atmospheric and like dreamy and stuff like that. So when you're going into making an album, do you have an idea of what kind of sounds you want to go for or like a theme that you're going after or anything like that?
I think I do. And then along the way, it becomes something else. And I don't know why that is. I think sometimes when you're making music, the music has a mind of its own and you have to kind of intuit and follow where the real thing is happening. Like you try a lot of things. And I think with this new record, we definitely tried things that were more up-tempo and kind of, you know, dance, kind of have more of a, like an R&B or funk kind of thing. But the ones that really felt connected and realized were the ones that were a little bit more ballad, a little bit slower, a little bit more atmospheric.
Yeah. There's a lot of synth, I feel like, in this.
Yeah. A lot of keyboards. You know, Pharrell works, he works in a very modern way. He's always used the latest instruments and synthesizers, which I like. You know, it's his musicality transcends whatever kind of sound or instrumentation he's doing. He just writes good songs. And I like that he chooses to use whatever the current sounds are. I think in my genre, there's a lot of, we tend to gravitate to stuff that's like classic guitar sounds, keyboard sounds, drum sounds. You know, there's something great about embracing the current sounds of now.
Yeah.
And making something classic out of that. That's much more difficult, you know?
Well, yeah, there's something about it. It's funny because it sounds futuristic, but it also sounds 80s retro to me.
Yeah.
In some ways.
I think, you know, the 80s are that's the real golden age of the synthesizer, so anything electronic is going to go back to that.
Yeah, and the album, like the photo where you're, you know, behind in front of a sunset and a red like retro car and stuff.
Yeah, the Corolla.
Yeah, I love it.
Toyota Corolla.
Yeah, I love the vibe.
You know, that's how I do it.
Yeah. the video for Uneventful Days is so great too. I know Dev Hynes directed that.
Yeah.
And you know, you have like Evan Rachel Wood in there, like a lot of prominent actors, and you know, it's like a guy in a car crying, and then it's a man behind his desk, like unhappy with his life, like with work and like friends kind of arguing and stuff. And to me, the song is about kind of like finding meaning again in your life. After, you know, going through a big change or going through a loss or something. So, I just feel like you're so honest and vulnerable with your lyrics and stuff. Has that always been easy for you to do?
I like to mix it up. I mean, I like some songs that are just sort of, you know, the lyrics are just sort of wordplay and ridiculous and kind of fun. Other songs that are really simple and heartfelt. You know, I just try to look to what the song is and what wants to come out of it, you know. But this album, you know, I wanted it to have a confessional feeling to it, you know, personal. The first day I started working with Pharrell, I remember him saying, he said, you're a singer-songwriter. That's where your strength is. And that's the kind of record we made, even though it doesn't completely sound like, you know, Morning Phase or one of those kind of records. The heart of it is really coming from that sort of personal place. You know, and each song to me is kind of like a different character, a different person in a different place in life, you know, going through a different kind of struggle and trying to do the best they can, you know. in the sort of flawed way that we all are doing the best we can, you know. And that kind of wanted that message in the record in a time where there's a lot of there's a lot of division and uncertainty and all that kind of thing, you know. Music is like the humanizing thing, you know, kind of reminds us who we are, you know, and kind of takes us back to that place, you know.
Yeah, well, it can be such a healing experience.
Yeah.
Just simply by like listening to someone else's struggle mm-hmm. and being able to relate to that.
Right, yeah.
You know? I also love that you collaborated with Sky Ferreira, who I just love, and also Chris Martin of Coldplay.
Yeah.
So did you have them in mind for those particular songs, and how did those collaborations go?
Yeah, they're friends of mine, you know, people I've known for years, and they were kind enough to lend their voices. And, you know, I really actually, when I started this record, I was hoping it would be even more collaborative. And I wanted to bring in different rappers, and you know, I did reach out to a lot of different people, and people were busy or it wasn't the right material for them. But you know, I'm hoping to kind of do that more and more. I feel like these sort of divisions between artists are kind of breaking down, and everything's getting a lot more fluid that way. And you know, I think rap music has really been the sort of leader in that way. But I think, you know, we're musicians at the end of the day, you know, we're sort of like, you know, bands have their own careers and their own discographies and their own fans. But, you know, musicians are like, we're like a map with no borders. You know, we don't see borders, and it's just all music.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and I feel like you were one of the sort of OG people to artists to do that, where you just blend all kinds of stuff and you just do whatever you want. You're like, oh, I'm gonna do like a 60s soul, or I'm gonna do like funk or hip hop or whatever. Yeah. And now it's becoming this like up and coming generation is just genre like bending, you know?
Right, yeah. It's weird. I don't know what that instinct was, but it was really strong for me. Like I felt like, And I do respect bands that have a sound, and that's all they do, you know, and it's very reliable. But for me, it felt like there was an arbitrariness of, you know, this is my sound, this is all I do, this is all you're ever going to hear from me. It's sort of like, well, that's like going to one restaurant for the rest of your life, you know. And life is short, so let's try a lot of things. And then for me, like the sort of deeper ethos of that was sort of the idea that you can really rest and rely on a style or a sound as a sort of go-to thing. And I like changing up what I'm doing and what my music sounds like, because it forces me to, you know, be awake and present. And I have to sort of think my way outside of the box and, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't just phone it in.
Yeah, like I could do an acoustic record tomorrow and it would be really, that's like something I've spent a lot of my life doing. That's really natural for me. But there's other things that are just, I like have no idea how to make this work. And this record is no different. Like I really had to go, okay, what can I do? What am I able to do? You know, how do I make what I do work in this context? And that's, it's a little unsettling, you know, but I think it's important.
Yeah, it keeps you on your toes, keeps you fresh, you know, inspired. Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about performing the new songs live?
Well, we just did a tour all summer with Cage the Elephant.
Yes,
and
I was
Spoon.
There. Yes.
Yeah, so we were doing some of the stuff then. And so, yeah, I think it's translating well. I mean, it's not traditional rock band, you know, guitars, drums, and bass. It's a lot of more of electronic sound, so it's a little different, but it does feel strikingly more modern than other stuff that I have, you know, obviously. Like, and a lot of my music tends to be a little bit old school. You know, I'm always bringing older things into it. So for me, it's very fresh, and it has a totally different energy from the other songs, and and they really do work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So thanks to Pharrell, you know, he's just a genius with beats, and that's.
Yeah, you know. I like there's a lot of like, I don't know if it's like bongos or something, but there's something like a right. little bit tribally about it too, yeah. which I really like. And it's just, it flows really well. It's yeah. it's just nice listening, atmospheric,
yeah.
you know?
I think it's the kind of record, there's certain records that are good for listening at home. And then there's certain records and like, I like this. But then when you see it at the festival, it's mm-hmm. like, okay, now I understand. And that's what the last record, Colors, was really about, playing festivals and big shows.
Yeah, it was such a fun album.
This is more of a kind of intimate record, you know,
yeah.
kind of something you can just live with.
Yeah, totally. So just the last thing I wanted to ask you about, because you kind of sneakily dropped an EP. You got to record at Paisley Park.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And so how was that experience? I know you're such a big fan of Prince.
It was like just a deep dive. It was really quick. And they were filming everything, and we didn't quite know what we were doing. We purposefully went in changing arrangements of my songs. We tried a lot of things. We must have recorded eight, nine, ten things. And then they asked us at the end to do a Prince cover, and just foolishly, ambitiously decided to do four Prince covers altogether. And, you know, I have to hand it to my band. They pulled that together out of nothing. So if you get a chance to watch it, it's pretty, you're watching no rehearsal, probably the second or third time we did it. And I sort of lost the lyrics on Kiss. It's sort of like, turns into karaoke at one point, but yeah, it was amazing to do it. There was definitely an energy in the place, a presence.
Yeah.
And the whole day that we were there, you sort of, I kept half expecting Prince to come around the corner. You could just sort of feel that he was, you know, there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's such a cool experience, you know?
It's a pretty rarefied experience, you know? That was where he made music for 30 years, so.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Well, I am so excited that this album is coming out, Hyperspace. It's coming out on Friday.
Yeah.
I would imagine you're probably going to be announcing a tour soon as well.
Yeah, it's a weird one because we did a lot of touring this year.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, we will be doing shows and yeah.
You'll be around.
We'll be around.
Yeah.
We're always around.
Yeah.
I've been touring for 7 or 8 years straight.
Oh my
now.
God.
We haven't taken a year off.
That's a lot.
This year was supposed to be off.
But you can't stop making music, apparently.
Yeah, you know.
14th studio album, dude.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. Well, it's been so, like, honestly, you're just such a hero of mine. I love your music.
Oh, thank you.
And so this has been a real, like, honor to get to talk to you. So
good to talk to you.
Thank you, Beck.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, it's all at 105.3.